It's Nick Johnstone, senior reporter at EG. I'm here with the directors of Tidus Real Estate, a newly launched investment brokerage that specialises in London and national offices. Will Elphinstone and Ed DiStefano, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Well, let's start with you. Could you explain a bit about where you've come from and what your background is as a starting point?
Yeah. Most recently, I've arrived from CBRE, where I was in the private client team there. And Jamie Baruch, who's one of the other directors of Tidus, he and I worked together for a long time, having been, prior to CBRE, at Frank Warwick. Jamie there for nearly 30 years, myself slightly shorter, but we moved to CBRE when that business was bought. And we were running the private client team there for the last 4 or 5 years.
Great, and Ed?
My background is originally King Sturge, and then I was part of the merger with Jones Lang. And then subsequently, more recently, I moved over to Fineman Ross, worked there for about 4 years, and then over here, so done a bit of the niche and the big firm as well.
Okay, great. And what about your deal progress so far? You've only been launched for 2 months and you've already done quite a few significant deals, is that right?
It is, yeah, Ed.
Well, the most recent one is that we just exchanged last week on 100 New Oxford Street for 180 million, acting on behalf of Thor and AEW on that, which was a fantastic deal, but we've also done a few others which we're slightly closer to.
Yeah, we could probably pride ourselves on saying we do deals from 1 million to 180 million, having recently exchanged on a pub in Camberwell for just over £1 million. And as Ed mentioned, a slightly larger deal on New Oxford Street as well. But, you know, we aren't here to do specifically one or the other. We'll do everything in between.
It's an interesting time to be launching a niche agency when quite a few of the niche players are sort of getting gobbled up, if you like, by larger kind of agencies. And a lot of people have sort of questioned whether or not there's a future for niche agency, but obviously you think there is.
Yeah, I think generally clients, we're very close to clients and we pride ourselves on being, you know, valued and experienced to them. And I think they don't always want to go to the big firms. They want to have strong relationships with smaller agencies, and they know exactly who they're getting and who they're dealing with, whether it's dealing with a property in Newcastle or central London. You know, that client will get one of the four directors. So I think that's very important to have.
I think as well, having, you know, experienced being in a small agency at Frank Warwick, which was acquired by CBRE, you know, we've been part of that small agency swallowed up by the big monsters. You know, and despite that, we still think there is a role for what we do. You know, CBRE and other firms have grown to such a size, they're often extremely conflicted in what advice they can do, what deals they can do. And since leaving there, you know, we've had great success with our old colleagues at CBRE, who we still work closely with, buying from them, you know, which is business we would have been conflicted from being able to do had we still been in those practices. So I think the role of the niche agent still exists. You know, still clients still need people finding deals for them. You know, possibly some of the advisory roles, the big valuation roles, will stick with the big firms, but I think the role of an agent uncovering deals, working hard and finding stock for their clients is still very much alive and well.
Yeah, I think we're finding some of our clients are finding it quite refreshing actually to have some younger guys that have started up a niche agency. As you say, a lot of the more successful ones have been gobbled up recently, and actually there are only so many left, and the clients do want that type of advice.
Great, and how are you finding the market generally? I mean, it's post Brexit with political uncertainty, and it feels like a sort of jittery time to be launching, right?
Yeah, I think a few people have said that to us, and I think it's, you know, launching is as much down to your personal situations as a group of people as well as the market. You can never time the market absolutely perfectly. But equally, from my point of view in central London, the market still remains very strong, and from best in class kit, there is still a huge demand from all over the world, predominantly from the Far East, we're finding at the moment. And it does tail off a little bit, you know, if it's not best in class, then there has to be a price adjustment for that, but equally there is still strong demand.
Yeah, I think crucially there is a lot of money still out there looking for a home. you know, the difficulty is finding stock for that money. But, you know, unlike other periods, you know, where there simply haven't been the buyers, there is certainly no shortage of people looking for things. And whether it's wealth preservation, you know, or whether it's institutions looking for long-dated income for the protection through, you know, a period of uncertainty, there is money out there, and historic low interest rates will continue to support an appetite in property, I think.
Great. Well, Will and Ed, thanks for all your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, great. And what about your deal progress so far? You've only been launched for 2 months and you've already done quite a few significant deals. Is that right?
It is, yeah. Ed?
Well, the most recent one is that we just exchanged last week on 100 New Oxford Street for 180 million, acting on behalf of Thor and AEW on that, which was a fantastic deal. But we've also done a few others, which we'll slightly closer to.
Yeah, we could probably pride ourselves on saying we do deals from 1 million to 180 million, having recently exchanged on a pub in Camberwell for just over £1 million. And as Ed mentioned, a slightly larger deal on New Oxford Street as well. But, you know, we aren't here to do specifically one or the other. We'll do everything in between.
It's an interesting time to be launching a niche agency when quite a few of the niche players are sort of getting gobbled up, if you like, by larger kind of agencies. And a lot of people have sort of questioned whether or not there's a future for niche agencies, but obviously you think there is.
Yeah, I think generally we're very close to clients and we pride ourselves on being, you know, valued and experienced to them. And I think they don't always want to go to the big firms. They want to have strong relationships with smaller agencies, and they know exactly who they're getting and who they're dealing with, whether it's dealing with a property in Newcastle or central London. You know, that client will get one of the four directors. So I think that's very important to have.
I think as well, having, you know, experienced being in a small agency at Frank Warwick, which was acquired by CBRE, you know, we've been part of that small agency swallowed up by the big monsters. You know, and despite that, we still think there is a role for what we do. You know, CBRE and other firms have grown to such a size, they're often extremely conflicted in what advice they can do, what deals they can do. And since leaving there, you know, we've had great success with our old colleagues at CBRE, who we still work closely with, buying from them, you know, which is business we would have been conflicted from being able to do had we still been in those practices. So I think the role of the niche agent still exists. You know, still clients still need people finding deals for them. You know, possibly some of the advisory roles, the big valuation roles, will stick with the big firms, but I think the role of an agent uncovering deals, working hard and finding stock for their clients is still very much alive and well.
Yeah, I think we're finding some of our clients are finding it quite refreshing actually to have some younger guys that have started up a niche agency. As you say, a lot of the more successful ones have been gobbled up recently, and actually there are only so many left, and the clients do want that type of advice.
Great. And how are you finding the market generally? I mean, it's post Brexit with political uncertainty, and there's been a bit of a kind of turning off of the taps from certain parts of the Far East. And I suppose it feels like a sort of jittery time to be launching, right?
Yeah, I think a few people have said that to us, and I think it's, you know, launching is as much down to your personal situations as a group of people as well as the market. You can never time the market absolutely perfectly. But equally, from my point of view in central London, the market still remains very strong, and from best in class kits, there is still a huge demand from all over the world, predominantly from the Far East, we're finding at the moment. And it does tail off a little bit, you know, if it's not best in class, then there has to be a price adjustment for that, but equally there is still strong demand.
Yeah, I think crucially there is a lot of money still out there looking for a home. You know, the difficulty is finding stock for that money, but, you know, unlike other periods, you know, where there simply haven't been the buyers, there is certainly no shortage of people looking for things, and whether it's wealth preservation, you know, or whether it's institutions looking for long-dated income for the protection through, you know, a period of uncertainty, there is money out there, and historic low interest rates will continue to support an appetite in property, I think.
Great. Well, Will and Ed, thanks for all your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.